Doesn't it seem like the NFL gets bigger and bigger and more popular day by day? Before the J.J. Watt news came out, the NFL was already discussing their television contract. I mean, you got the product that the NFL has, as popular as it is, and now the different areas where you can consume it, the NFL is going to want a lot of money. And so they have gone to their television partners saying, this is what we want. And the television partners have said, we'll do whatever you want. We'll do whatever we can to keep the NFL. There was a report that they had come to an agreement with Disney. And, Disney's immediately, or the NFL said, no, that is not true. I mean, they don't want to negotiate in public, and I think they would like to announce all their TV deals at the same time. But we discussed this on the crossover on Friday. If ESPN, which has so desperately wanted to be in the Super Bowl mix, in the rotation, what do they do with their announcers? Because I got to believe the NFL is not super comfortable with Steve Levy being a play-by-play voice of a Super Bowl. But the NFL is getting what they want. You want our product? Come to the front of the altar and tell us what you're going to offer us. And the NFL and its owners and even the players are getting rich. Fans that root for the NFL, we are rich as well. Look at what we're talking about. The NFL is on a streak. And I think about, we're coming up on the one-year anniversary with the pandemic where things started to shut down. The NFL never shut down. The NFL made its way through the offseason, which included the draft, free agency, into their season. They made it to the finish line to play the Super Bowl. So the NFL is huge. It might almost be too big to fail. You get the news that a 17th game is likely when the TV contracts are announced. And that's probably a little bit of the hang-up and trying to keep it in-house for the NFL, is that when they announce these TV contracts, they're going to have that 17th game. And they're going to have all the details in what that 17th game is going to be like. And the added television where we're going to have Monday night playoff football. The NFL has already dipped their toes into primetime playoff football on Saturdays and Sundays, and look how popular it is. Now they're going to move a playoff game, a wild card game, to a Monday night. They want extra Christmas games. The NFL, George, does not fear your sport on Christmas.
No, they don't.
The NBA, which has owned Christmas for a while, the NFL has said, nah, we own the sports in this country. We don't care about you. That's not good for the NBA, because even a low-level NFL game will outrate an NBA game. But the NFL is saying, we've got an extra game. Where are we going to put it? Oh, let's go to Christmas. So they're taken care of. There's going to be a constant stream on your computer, on your phone, on your television screen, so you can watch NFL football. And now what they have done, which I think is scary to the other sports that are just trying to pick up scraps of attention, is they're winning the offseason. Look at all the discussion about quarterbacks. The insane movement we're having with quarterbacks. And this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, if you happen to flip on this station, if you happen to flip on 1180, the quarterbacks are being talked about. Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson. What's going to happen with the Bears? Are they really going to have Nick Foles as the starting quarterback when they have dabbled the little piece of meat in front of their fan base of a Russell Wilson? The NFL is winning every single day. And now J.J. Watt, who, I don't know when you were applying for this job, George, or anybody else, if you were a free agent, like you had options, you could play the other sports station in town against this station. Hey, man, they want me to be the afternoon producer over there. What do you got for me here? I don't know if you got to be a free agent, or at any time during your professional career, you've been a free agent where you could play both sides. And you also like the attention. Oh, you mean all these sports radio stations want me? Who wants me more? We kind of like that, right? We want to be wanted. Was there anybody in the whole free agency process that wanted this to get over sooner than J.J. Watt? Didn't it seem where J.J. Watt didn't want to soak it all in and be wooed, and all of the rumors and people talking to sources, J.J. Watt wanted this thing to be over.
Yep.
I think he'd probably had it over the weekend. There was somebody reported he had changed his bio on his Peloton. And then he came out and said, I don't own a bike. But this comes out of wow territory today with him signing with the massive deal with the Arizona Cardinals, much to the surprise. Interesting, the Cardinals are spending a lot of money in the next couple of years where the cap is going to be tight, but it is the pursuit of the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is the end-all be-all in the NFL, and you will mortgage your franchise just to get a little taste. And the Cardinals, who, I mean, it's a little bit scary if you're going to have Chandler Jones on one side and J.J. Watt on the other, in a division that, man, pretty good quarterback play at times. But how about this? And DeAndre Hopkins, as Schaefer and I were talking at the end of our interview, DeAndre Hopkins was traded to Arizona last year, so he's in Cardinal country recruiting J.J. Watt. Did you look ahead to the schedule that Arizona is going to play next year? They will play the Packers, the Bears, the Rams, the Niners, the Jags, the Colts, the Titans, and the Texans.
Oh, boy. Okay.
J.J. Watt will play the Texans next year. Now, he will not be going back to Houston. I believe the game is in Arizona. But that is the schedule for the Cardinals. And so for a guy that wanted this to be over, it's over. And his source is me. What a pickup for the Cardinals. They're all in. It is the Super Bowl. Team sat and looked at Tom Brady and said, Brady and Mahomes in the Super Bowl, got to get a quarterback. Players looked at Brady when you have an opportunity to get out or force your way out to go get the bag and the Super Bowl. Welcome to the new world of the NFL. The Super Bowl is the thing, and freedom comes along with it. And J.J. Watt is now an Arizona Cardinal. Fascinating. I give him credit. He didn't want to do the whole dog and pony show. He just wanted to pick a place where he could go and play football, which, oh, by the way, would pay him, and he's going to make $31 million. All right, 12:16. In an hour, Shelby Mast will join us from USA Today with his bracket. Coming up on Friday, this is going to be a great day for the show on Friday. We will be live at Tal Anderson Field. That's the brand-new Omaha Baseball Stadium, their baseball-softball complex, which opens up this weekend. Creighton and Omaha are going to play a three-game series on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The first pitch on Friday, I've already looked at the weather. Oh, my. First Friday in March, and it might be 57 at first pitch. That first pitch is at 3. We will carry the game over on 1180 Zone 2 the Deuce. And they will have a limited supply of tickets. We will be giving away tickets all week long right here on the Zone to witness history between Omaha and Creighton. So you're jonesing to get outside to go watch some baseball. You'll be able to go watch Omaha and Creighton in the stadium opener on Friday. Just be listening all week long as we will be giving away tickets to that game. And I hope you join me for the game coming up on Friday over on 1180 Zone 2 the Deuce. We'll be on the air at 2:45. All right, 12:17. We got lots to sift through. If you missed it, if you're just finding us, Teddy Allen has departed from the Nebraska basketball program. I will say that it is a mutual decision that is best for both parts, that they decided yesterday that they were not on the same page, they were not going to be on the same page, and it was best for both sides to go a different direction. And so announced publicly this morning that Teddy Allen has departed from the Nebraska basketball program. Nebraska's in action tonight against Rutgers. We also have to talk about the game of the week. It just happens to include Creighton and Villanova, a de facto Big East championship coming up on Wednesday in Philadelphia. Creighton, that didn't surprise me. That's more Xavier than Creighton on Saturday. Villanova surprised me yesterday when they got thumped by Butler in Indianapolis. But maybe if you sit back and think about this Villanova team – Maybe that wasn't as surprising. So who is the top team in the Big East right now? Don't look at a bracket. Put your eyeballs on it. Who's the best team right now in the Big East? Shelby Mast joins us in an hour from USA Today with the latest on his bracket that you can find at usatoday.com or on his website, bracketwag.com.